From the land down under comes a unique sounding instrument that may remind some of a foghorn, or a seafaring whale, or the wail of a vast land-bearing beast. It is, in fact, an iconic sounding trumpet, historically fashioned from a hollow tree branch and employed initially within Australian Aboriginal song. It's called the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo, traditionally fashioned from eucalyptus wood or ironwood, varies in length, some longer than 10 feet. The performer of this wind instrument blows into one end, which produces a fundamental drone-sounding timbre and pitch. As one of the world's most massive breath-driven horns, the didgeridoo, known at home by many other names, is between 2,000 and 40,000 years old and crafted by indigenous Australians of northern Australia and attached as a distinctive feature of traditional music from Arnhem, Arnhem Land, one of the five regions of the territory of northern Australia. By increasing air pressure, a skillful didgeridoo player can produce what are termed overtone pitches. Other artists use a technique in which they simultaneously hum and blow into the instrument, which creates a rustling of complex harmonic chords. Beginners attempting to play the didgeridoo testify that it is a delicate instrument to negotiate, mainly as they try to employ what is called circular breathing, the technique that gives the instrument a continuous flow of sound. In contrast, a skillful performer can create different timbres, a rhythmically patterned drone, and even infused vocalizations like humming or growling that recall the sounds of birds and other animals. Non-modern trumpets, or aerophones, like the didgeridoo, are found on every continent and often associated with communal rituals and sometimes even magic. A hand drum, rattle, or traditional clapsticks routinely accompany the instrument. Today, the didgeridoo thrives in many lands outside of Australia, warmly embraced in the expression of other unique spiritual, sacred, and communal settings. These new musical marriages include standing appearances with famous world music ensembles, as well as performances with Eurocentric classical music orchestras all across the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at wpr.org.